title appears, Three Blind Mouseketeers.
We're the Three Blind Mouseketeers. Yay! Three Blind Mouseketeers. Ha, 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 ha. We're the Three Blind Mouseketeers. Yay! We're the Three Blind Mouseketeers. Yay! The Three Blind Mouseketeers. All for one, one for all. If we stick together, we can't fall.
Three Mouseketeers reach out with their swords.
Mouseketeers, yay!
They hop off a brush and tap the wooden floor with their swords. The smallest pokes the roundest, and in a line, they bend their blades overhead. They wiggle them, then sword fight. The smallest mouse dives between the other two as they jump past each other. Their swords bend as the ends meet. They twist together, then unwind.
We're the Three Blind Mouseketeers, yay!
Outside the Mouseketeer's hole.
I'm the watchman, Captain Cat. I fear no mouse, I fear no rat.
He hides a bear trap and a round of cheese. Captain Cat wears a helmet, blue tunic, and green eye patch.
I've waited for this chance for years. Tonight I'll get those Mouseketeers.
He sticks a sausage through a hole in a trap and it snaps off a piece. It turns into a Mouseketeer's head, then back into a sausage, which he tosses in his mouth. He picks up his axe and lantern.
My traps are set in every room. Those mice are marching to their doom.
He puts down his axe and backs into a barrel.
This is the end of the Three Mouseketeers.
He pokes out a hole in the barrel and peers through it, then lifts his eye patch, revealing an equally good eye. He settles into the barrel, tilts down his helmet, and sleeps. Traps cover the floor. A double-bladed axe swings in front of the mouse hole attached to a clock's pendulum. On the other side of the hole, the Mouseketeers tap the ground with their rapiers. They hold each other's tails in a line. The smallest stops short and taps his blade around the mouse hole. The larger mice take off their hats and bow as the smallest saunters through the hole, missing the swinging axe.
A feast!
Next, the tallest mouse bends over and slips through the hole.
A picnic!
Finally, the roundest mouse pokes through the hole but doesn't fit. He disappears, then squeezes through it from behind. As the axe swings past him, he pops out. He pats his belly. The tall mouse taps his sword over to a trap with a hole around a piece of cheese, booby-trapped to a knife on a bow.
Cheese!
The small mouse finds a trap with food inside a kettle with an iron above it.
Swiss cheese!
The round mouse leans through a hole in a trap of cheese on a cloth-covered surface. The tall mouse sticks his blade in the cheese and pries it up, standing in the trap. He pulls the cord holding it, which snaps and flips him over the flying knife. In the kettle, the short mouse pulls the cheese, causing a knife to saw a rope holding the iron. The iron drops, but the mouse pops out of the spout. The round mouse jumps onto the cheese, which drops as a bear trap snaps the cloth around him. He saws out of it. The other two pass, dragging a mousetrap stuffed with cheese, olives, sausage, and pickles. The round mouse puts his cheesecake on it and they cart it past the sleeping cat. As he inhales, Captain Cat nearly sucks out his lantern. On the table, the Mouseketeers clash swords between three buns and three sausage links. They slice the buns open, then stick the links onto the filleted buns. They dunk their rapiers in a jar of mustard, spread it on each of their sausages, then wick the remnants off. They hop onto the necks of glasses and roll them along the table by their base. Meanwhile, Captain Cat dreams of them in front of a cannon.
Mouseketeers, now I got you.
In the dream, he lights the cannon. Meanwhile, the mice pry corks from bottles. The corks hit the cat in the face, waking him up. He lifts his eye patch and his eye bugs out of it. Captain Cat blows out his lantern, picks up his axe, and tiptoes toward the table. On it, the Mouseketeers stab at a sausage dangling on a rope.
Take that, Captain Cat! And that! And that! And that!
They slice the sausage in a zigzag pattern and stretch it out. They climb it and cut it down. He brings down his axe.
Every man for himself!
The Mouseketeers leap off the table and Captain Cat gives chase. The small mouse scrambles up a tablecloth. As Captain Cat tugs the cloth, the mouse topples over bowls. They tumble onto Captain Cat. They spin and as three land in front of the cat, the small mouse hides under the bowl on the left. Captain Cat stabs as he lifts the bowl, but the mouse is gone. He lifts the center bowl, then the bowl on the right, but still cannot find the mouse. He throws his knife aside and rearranges the bowls. He points at one on the right, lifts it, then finding it empty, puts it down. He knocks on the center bowl and the bowl on the left, but the bowl on the right knocks back. He grabs it and swipes under it, then opens his empty hand. As he rearranges the bowl, the small mouse sneaks under the bowl on the left. Captain Cat spits in his hand, then claps it. The spit floats over the left bowl, then points at the right. Captain Cat peeks under it, and the mouse stabs him in the nose. He rips up the bowl as the mouse dangles, then slams it down and checks under the others. He lifts each one and moves them around until he flips and grabs his own tail. The bowls stack, then the mice stand up from underneath them. The cat's eye patch rolls up and smacks his face. The mice scramble and run into each other, then run as the cat gives chase. The cat chops his axe into the floor, making a crack. The mouse runs in it, and his tail gets stuck in the other end. His reflection appears in a sprawling collection of bottles. Captain Cat skids to a stop. His helmet pops up, then lands back on his head. He runs into a barrel, then knocks out table legs and spills bottles onto his head. Their corks fire off, hitting him. He runs as the Mouseketeers open more bottles, letting the corks fly. Captain Cat skids toward his traps. A bear trap snaps on his foot, a mouse trap clamps his nose, and a snapping trap shuts on his tail. As he flees, mouse traps close on his fingers, others snap his foot and body. He dives through a rope which drops a rock on his head. A gun fires pellets at him, and he steps into the trap hidden in the cheese round. Covered in traps, he breaks through the window and runs away.
All for one, one for all, if we stick together we can't fall.
They jump into a basket of corks.
We're the Three Blind Mouseketeers, yay!
Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Mike DeBonis.